The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
It's the beginning of a new week. We hope you have already started, and it is good. A good week's based on what you did the weekend before. And for many of us, it was worship and to share about the Lord Jesus Christ. So we hope that was the case with you. And I know it was the case with my co-host, Alex McFarland. Alex, I wanted you to give a report. You already shared with me a little bit about something you were doing this past weekend, but I wanted the whole audience to hear that, brother. Would you share that?
Well, thank you very much, Bert, and welcome everybody to another week of Exploring the Word, and it certainly is an honor to be on the American Family Radio Network with everybody looking at the Word of God. But yes, Bert, you're right, we had a great weekend, and I just want to say a big shout-out to everybody in Northern Virginia, Lenexa, Virginia, New Kent. We have a lot of listeners up there. Mechanicsville, we love you, Mechanicsville. I was up, Bert, at a place called the Rockahock Campground, and they were a lot of people were kind of congratulating me because I actually pronounced it correctly. Rockahock. Now listen to this, on the Chickahominy River. And there's a campground up there, and we had this thing called Faith, Family, and Fellowship Weekend. And I just want to say, those people up there in Northern Virginia, and it's kind of to the west of Williamsburg, a little bit south of D.C., I mean, they showered love on Angie and me. They made us feel so special. But the best part, I got to preach the Word of God. Several people prayed to accept Christ as their Savior. We saw some people saved. And it just was the best weekend, and I just want to say a big thank you. And we had the big Bert and Alex banner, the Exploring the Word banner. And Bert, everybody wanted to know about you, and they wanted to know what is Bert Harper like, and how do you guys do the show? And it was fun to interact with our dear listeners up there in Virginia.
Well, I'm glad it was a great time, and I'm telling you what, we do enjoy doing this program. And Rockahock, that is great. That's better than Hock a Rock, I think. Now,
That's right.
Yeah, I thought about it. I've been here in Tupelo. When you said that, I think of Elvis Presley, and I think of hunk of burning love. So I'm glad
that's
you were
right.
At Rockahock,
thank
brother.
You very much.
Okay, y'all excuse my humor. It's just part of who I am. They wonder who you are. If they ask that question, it's a crazy guy sometimes. But we have a special guest today that I've been looking forward to. Matter of fact, every
Me
year,
too.
American Family Radio loves this time of the year when we have Tim Todd with us from Revival Fires International, and we're here celebrating and promoting National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Welcome, Tim.
Glad to be here, Bert.
Well, it's always good to have you.
Hello, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
And we rejoice in that. Two things. We love you and love what you do. Now, that's a pretty good combination, Tim.
Amen.
And but we want to tell folks about the National Truth for Youth Bible Week, and I know I could try to do it, and I enjoy doing that, but let me give you some numbers that will astound you. One is 25,000. Now, I'm going to give these numbers, and then you tell them what the 25,000 is about, Tim. Can we play that game?
Yes,
okay.
Sounds great.
25,000.
We have received in excess of 25,000 decision cards or emails from young people that have been saved for the very first time as a direct result of getting a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible. And the Truth for Youth Bible, of course, consists of the entire New Testament in the God's Word translation, along with 100 pages in the front section, powerful comic stories that deal with the truth about things that young people are confronted with every day. It's a powerful evangelism tool, and we're in the process of legally smuggling these Bibles into America's public schools all across the nation.
Alex, did you hear that? In the public schools, the
that
Bible.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tim, I too have come to love your visits with us through the year, and I just applaud all that you're doing. And you know, when I think about when the Bible says, "How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto to the Word of God?" I mean, you're helping thousands and thousands do that, and we applaud it.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another number: 2.5 million.
That's how many Bibles we've given away since we started the project more than 20 years ago.
2.5 million. Okay. Now I want to share with people how in the world they can be a part of this.
Amen.
How can the people who are listening to us today be a part of the Truth for Youth Bible Week?
What we do is, for every parent or grandparent that has a teenager or the teenager themselves, one Bible per teenager per household, if they'll call in and request a Bible, we will give them one of these free Bibles, one of these Bibles that I just described to you, the Truth for Youth, if they promise to take the Bible to school and give it to somebody in their school that's not serving the Lord. One Bible per teenager, per household, free of charge, no strings attached. We do encourage listeners to purchase additional copies. We make them available at a very discounted, low-dollar cost for the Bibles, only $3 each if they get less than a case, or if they get 50 or more, which is case prices, they can get them at my cost, which is only $2 each. We want to encourage Bible clubs and youth groups and youth leaders to get these Bibles and help us saturate the schools across America with the Word of God.
Alex, before you ask your next question or make a comment, let me give you how you can do this. You can visit revivalfires.com, revivalfires.com, or you can go to 800-733-4737. That's 800-733-4737, anytime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Time. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Well, Tim, you're doing a great work. And folks, these Truth for Youth Bibles, they've got a very beautiful cover, the way they're printed and the way they're produced. It's the kind of thing young people like. Tim, I've been in youth groups at churches across America to speak when I've seen kids carrying one of these to church, that they got one somewhere in a school. So it's really making an impact, and we urge people to support you.
Well, it's tremendous what God is doing, and I've got a testimony here that I'd like to share. It's very, very brief, but this is from a young person in Beaumont, Texas, that said, "A friend got me a Truth for Youth Bible while listening to American Family Radio. He handed it to me in school. This is a really good Bible, very easy to comprehend compared to any Bible I have ever looked at. The Lord used it to get me right with Him. Thank you, Alexis." It's testimonies like that of young people getting their hearts right with the Lord, the Word of God going forth and not returning void, but accomplishing in the lives of these young people what God desires to accomplish.
Before we go on, I was given numbers, and I failed to give one number, 60,000. Now, that's a number I look at here. What's that?
That's our goal for how many Bibles we want to give away.
60,000.
Amen.
Okay. And they can do that by calling that number I gave or to go to revivalfires.com. They'd Amen. Be a part of that. FCA was talking, it came up yesterday at the church where I was, how in the world, they do a lot of things before churches, a lot of youth groups, and the one that I was at yesterday, we're talking about meeting at the local restaurant on a Tuesday morning. They meet there at 6:30, the parents drop them off, and then all the youth workers, they get them to all the schools they go to so they can meet and pray and be ready to go to school. What an opportunity if you're a part of one of those groups, prayer groups, or FCA group, where they would challenge the other people. They've heard it here as they're riding home from school, and they're listening to this broadcast, and they say, how can I do it? It'd be a good thing, not just for one, but it'd be a great thing for a project for a group, wouldn't it?
It's tremendous for youth groups, because God has saved us to serve, and one part of serving the Lord is being an effective witness for Christ. And the young people can do that. A lot of times young people are just looking for a tool to have in their hands to be able to witness with. This is the most powerful evangelistic tool you'll find, because the plan of salvation is in each one of the comic stories. So the young people not only find out the truth about those issues of moral concern, but they also find out how to get saved. So when they put this Bible into the hands of an unsaved young person, it is a tremendous opportunity to share the gospel.
Alex, in Amen. The back, there's also something I noticed as I was thumbing through it, and that was it's got some information on if you're feeling suicidal, if you're feeling depressed or alone, it gives you some places to go and what to read, even in the back, even after they've read the comics and they've read the scripture and they're in the back, you know, I always heard it was inspired from, you know, the cover to the maps, you know, what I mean?
That's right.
Everything. But that was good information too, Tim.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And you know, folks, for people under 30, the number one cause of death for teens and young adults, 20-somethings, for people under 30, the number one cause of death is suicide. Very sad. And so I'm glad that this Bible, it gives the plan of salvation. It gives encouragement when young people need it most. And this show is Exploring the Word. And for those just tuning in, we're talking to evangelist Tim Todd, who's a longtime friend and colleague. This is so appropriate for Exploring the Word, to link arms, all of us together, and help put Bibles, the Word of God, in the hands of young people. Now, Bert, I well remember in previous years when we've tried to get 60,000 Bibles and we've just really blown it up and even passed the goal. We want to do that again this time, don't we?
We do. And the reason is it's the Word of God will not return void. That, I mean, that's the whole idea. We can look for every answer in the book, but the book has the answer. One quick thing before we go to break in about 2.5 minutes. How in the world did you come together with AFR, AFA? Was it the former, I've heard Brother Don, Tim's dad, had something to do with this. Is that right, Tim?
We met with Don and Tim and Buddy, and I sat down and prayerfully putting all of this together. We really felt like the Lord was putting this together, and so as a result of it, it has been a tremendous partnership over the past 15 years.
15 years. Well, one of the things, and I've shared this, and when I happened to be on the board for 20 years with AFA before I came to work here and full-time with them, and it was this, that I believe one of the reasons God has blessed AFA is because they get to bless other ministries. And those connections are amazing. And it's been a blessing for us to be connected with Revival Fires. We're going to have to take a break in a little bit, but we want you to stay over, and we want you to tell a little bit about the Cuban connection that you've had, the experience you've had, and possibility of the future of what's going on. So the other program that I do it on the weekend. Alex has one on the weekend. I do what is called Exploring Missions. You can see
that's wonderful.
That's a spinoff of Exploring the Word, and it's a 30-minute program. And then Alex does one that Alex – you know, what's your last
viral
name?
Truth.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Alex McFarland show, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, well, it's called Viral Truth. And you know what I was thinking, Tim? We need to get some of these young people on Viral Truth. And because, you know, the show is a little bit kind of geared to young people. And so we would love to interview some of your students for the show. But, you know, regardless of the program, regardless of the day of the week, we're all about putting the scriptures into the hands and hearts of people, and that's why we love what you do so much.
Amen.
Let me give you those numbers that you can call to be a part of giving these Bibles and getting them in the hand of students in the public schools. It's 800-733-4737, 800-733-4737, or you can go online at revivalfires.com. We say public schools. There's probably some private schools that would need to do this.
Private school, home school, Christian school, public school. Any young person, grades 6 through 12, ages 13 to 18 years old.
Amen. You're listening to Exploring the Word here on the American Family Radio. Alex McFarland, Bert Harper with you today, and our guest, Tim Todd. And Tim's going to stay with us at least through the next segment, so you don't want to miss. And you don't want to miss the story about what's coming up about Cuba. Again, we'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Wondering what the new school year could bring? Here's Tim Todd of Revival Fires International.
Are you tired of the way that things are in your school? Are you sick and tired of what the devil is doing in the lives of young people that are going to the keg beer parties, having sex outside of marriage, doing drugs, smoking pot? Are you tired of it? The Truth for Youth Bible is a spiritual weapon for you to win your friends to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will take a Bible to school and give it to somebody in school that's not serving God. God will bring in the harvest. The light shining in darkness is going to be you taking the Word of God and introducing your friends to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Call now to order your free Bible, 800-733-4737, 800-733-4737 or order online at revivalfires.com. This is a simple and free way to make a difference for eternity.
This is Holy Land Moments, winding from Israel's southern tip at the Gulf of Aqaba through the deserts, mountains, and cities and up to the lush Golan Heights. The Israel National Trail is a 620-mile tour of the beauty of the Holy Land. Israeli photographer and teacher Udi Goren recently spent nearly 3 months hiking the trail, and he shares some of his experiences capturing the beauty and history of Israel along the trail.
In the winter of 2014, I hiked the Israel Trail in its entirety and became the first professional photographer to have ever walk the entire Israel Trail in one stretch and document the whole thing. It started out as a personal journey. Since I really left with this very bad, ominous feeling that I'm doing this as a last resort. And as I was hiking it and as my mindset changed. Little by little, I've rediscovered and reconnected with the land. I realized that there was a story worth sharing there. As a photographer, I had this constant inner conflict between being there in the moment and experiencing it as a hiker, as Udi, or being there documenting it as the photographer I am. And I think that a part of the process was finding this balance and really coming to the understanding that for me, a part of the experience is the photography. Because through my lens, I see things in a different way.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Let us bring your prayer request to the Western Wall in Jerusalem. You can submit your prayer today at ifcj.org/PATW.
Hey, everybody, it's Crane. Coming up at 5 Central on this afternoon's Nothing But Truth, we have highlights of Newt Gingrich laying the smackdown in a Fox News Sunday debate. Tim Todd tells us about Truth for Youth Bible Week. Plus, Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union, breaks down Trump's economic speech as well as Hillary's tax plan. So join us this afternoon at 5 Central for Nothing But Truth on AFR Talk.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk, studying the Bible and taking your questions.
Speak to me. I've opened up your word to free me. I want to hear you now.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Brooke Harper, Alex McFarland with you, and our guest, Tim Todd. I thought of something that's kind of scary, Brent. Brent's our producer. Three preachers that like to preach, and they're on the same program.
That's right.
I mean, that may be scary. Have you ever, Tim, I don't know if you do funerals or not. Most of the time, funerals that I do, and being pastor for 38 years, I did quite a few. If I was one of two, I was fine. But when it got more than two, I kind of got scared of, how long are we going to be here? So that's having three preachers here. It's kind of scary, okay? But don't worry. Brent's going to keep us on time. And so Tony Perkins is next, so we can't go over. So we will be in this time frame. Okay. But we're here talking to Tim from Revival Fires about Truth for Youth Bible Week. It's national here, and with all of our radio programming and all of our networks, we're promoting this. And you can go to revivalfires.com, or you can go call 800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. That means through the rest of this program, you can do that. And you can get one of these Bibles. And if you'll promise your youth to get it into the hands of another youth that needs Christ, or you can order them in bulk by a box or less, you can get $3 a piece if you want more. But if you get 50 or more, $2 a piece, right?
That's right. And that's my cost on them, $2 okay. each. And it is a beautiful, powerfully anointed Bible.
It is. And it's new this year. And again, I really was impressed with it. I left mine on my desk, but I went through it and read. Everybody wants to know, here on Exploring the Word, they want to know what version that is, it was good. And so I read through some important passages, and I just want to tell you, the translation was good.
It is. So, in fact, the God's Word translation is supposed to be, Bert, the most accurate, easy-to-read translation available today. And so I wanted these young people to be able to get something that's accurate, but be able to understand what they're getting. And then, of course, those comic stories in the front section that are full of the Word of God that deal with things like sexual purity, what the Bible says about homosexuality, what the Bible says about pornography, things like that, drugs, drunkenness, peer
pressure.
Sounds
like things youth need to hear about,
absolutely.
Right?
We deal with sexting, bullying. We deal with suicide. We deal with cutting. We deal with honor. Our young people need to learn to honor their parents and honor their the authority that God has placed over them. And so we deal with that as well in the brand new comics.
Well, right now you just sold a bunch of those books to a bunch of those parents by saying that.
Amen. Amen.
We need that. I say that truthfully, brother. That is something that is respect. Is something that has been going down the drain.
It sure has.
Hard to not. Notice that.
Absolutely.
Alex, I want you to hear this. This is, I'd heard a little bit about it, and besides being a radio host, I'm an AFR listener, okay? So
Amen.
You were on
Same
with,
here.
Yeah, J.J. Jasper, who is one of my heroes earlier today on the other sister network, and you're sharing some information. I said, man, when Tim gets on Exploring the Word, I want him to share that. It's about being in Cuba. Tell us, update us on what all has happened and going to happen.
My beautiful wife, Angie, and myself, June 16 through 22, went to Cuba, and we were able to conduct evangelistic crusades and give away 20,000 Bibles to people all over the country of Cuba. And while we were in that project, in that crusade, I was meeting with the president of the Cuban Bible Commission, and he gave his approval and endorsement. He looked at the Truth for Youth Bible, and through an interpreter, he said, we've got to get this Bible into the hands of the young people in Cuba. So right now we're in the process and on the tail end of getting prepared right now, Bert, to produce 1 million Truth for Youth Bibles to put into the hands of Cuban young people across the nation of Cuba.
Amen. Alex, isn't
Praise
that exciting,
God.
Brother?
This is good, and you know, this is why God is blessing your ministry, because he blesses the proclamation and the spread of his word. Folks, I want to just make you aware, the website revivalfires.org, there's a page, Tim, that you've got of these video testimonials, and there lots of young people just on camera sharing what it's done in their lives. And I know what's on the website is probably just a fraction of what you've got, but that's pretty inspiring, isn't it, to see these young people sharing from their heart about how the gospel and the Truth for Youth Bibles have changed their lives.
It's powerful, and here's what's so exciting. Like, I've got this one young person that wrote this. There were some other kids in my school with Truth for Youth Bibles. I asked one of my friends where she got hers, and she said that her grandmother got it for her from a big campaign on American Family Radio. Because before I could ask for one, she pulled one out and gave it to me. I knew that this had to be God. You have to understand that I was in such bad shape, I was ready to take my life. School has been so tough, and after 3 years of dating my boyfriend, he broke up with me, and I started cutting myself and really needed help. I sat down and read all of the comic stories in the front section of the Truth for Youth Bible. I repented of my sins and gave my heart to Jesus Christ. Everything is better in my life now. Thank you for the Truth for Youth Bible. That's Betty in Great Bend, Kansas. That makes it worth every Bible that we've given away.
Amen. I want to go back. I want to come back to another testimony or two, but I want to go back to Cuba. The young people were not the only one blessed, right?
That's right.
Now,
in fact,
you gave away 20,000 Bibles.
Right.
And there was one particular one that I heard about.
Yes, and we had many of these testimonies, but this one here, Bert, that just blew me away. I had a woman walk up to me when we handed her her Bible, tears streaming down her cheeks, holding her Bible like it was a piece of gold. And she said through an interpreter, she said, I've been praying for a Bible for 60 years. And she said, God used this ministry to provide my very first Bible. It just broke my heart. We've got Bibles laying everywhere. Churches over there running 100 and 200 people sharing one Bible for the congregation. We had so many people give their heart to the Lord, and to see that woman hold that piece, that Bible like a piece of gold, it just blessed me so much to see that.
Amen. Well, Alex, no, you got another question. Let me ask this, though. I know how we can be a part of Truth for Youth Bible Week. And I don't want to mix them up, but can they, if people wanted to be a part of the Cuban campaign, can they go to revivalfires.com and find out about that?
Yes, they can. In fact, I've got a banner right there on my homepage that tells about the work that we're doing in Cuba, what God is doing through our ministry there. And we have got 1 year to put 1 million Cuban Truth for Youth Bibles into the country of Cuba. So we're going to run through that door while that door is open.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, Tim, this is just great, and the website is revivalfires.org, and for those just tuning in, we're talking with Tim Todd. Every year, we link arms with him to try to put Bibles in the schools and in the lives of young people, and our goal, again, tell us the goal and how the time window that we've got to reach that goal.
Between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, today through Friday, we're looking for people to call. And if they've got a child that's between the ages of 13 and 18 years old in school, public, private, homeschool, Christian school, that will commit to give the Bible to somebody in their school that's not serving the Lord, we want to give that Bible free of charge, no strings attached, to everybody that will do so. And all they have to do is call 800-733-4737. That number again is 800-733-4737. And again, I encourage you to get additional copies. Get them at case prices of only $2 each. For 50 Bibles is only $100. And help us get them to youth groups and Bible clubs, and help us saturate the darkness in our public schools with the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And I would say at this point in time how important this is. We all know that the decline of religious liberty in our country has been real. I mean, it's just been real. So how long we still have these opportunities, we need to take advantage of it while the doors are open, don't we?
Yes, we do. In fact, you probably saw in the news in the past several days, the Church of Satan is in the process right now of trying to establish clubs before school and after school in schools all across the nation. I tell you, we've got to stand up. God's people have got to rise up with the gospel of Jesus Christ and take back what the devil has stolen. We kicked God out of our schools in 1963 when we took the Word of God out of school. It's time for us to get the Word of God back in school, and we can do it through young people that are bold enough to take the Bibles and give them to their unsaved friends.
Mm-hmm. Alex, the Bible, that's what we do, and I think you made this point, and I'd want you to say it one more time, but the audience of AFR, there's no other audience that should be more engaged and more committed to this than the Exploring the Word audience, because that's what we do. That's what Tim, our president, Tim Wildman, has us to do here in the middle of the afternoon. He says, I want you guys, he said, I don't want you to ignore the issues of the day, but I want you to have the Word of God taught and proclaimed so that right in the middle of the afternoon, while a lot of folks are in their cars, they listen and they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So not only they hear the gospel, but they can be a part of getting the gospel to others, can't they?
That's right. That's right. Because, look, we know John 10, verse 35, Jesus said the Scripture cannot be broken. And Tim is right, folks. I mean, think about this, and it's hard to get your mind around it, but Satan clubs, the Church of Satan, because of the 1984 Equal Access Law that says, you know, if a school has any clubs, they've got to allow a Christian club. They can't deny a Christian club if you have other clubs. And that's good because it gives us opportunity. However, there are those like the Church of Satan and atheist clubs that are using this to legally go in and try to poison the hearts and minds of young people. So we who know Jesus and we who believe in the Word of God, we've got to be proactive and rise to the challenge. And Tim, I just don't know a better, more fruitful way to begin to do this than to put the Scriptures in the hands of young people through the Truth for Youth Bible. And Exploring the Word audience, that's why we want to call on you to set the pace, because this is the show on the network, on American Family Radio Network, but this is the show where we hold way out front the eternal, inerrant, infallible Word of God. So let's let's make these phones ring. Let's do what we each can do to put the Bible in the hands of young people.
Yeah, those folks that are waiting to go home, that we're keeping them busy before they go home after 4 o'clock.
Good. Amen. Amen.
For a good cause.
Yeah, amen. Yes. Tell us one more story that about getting the Bibles in the hands of a young person and the benefit of it. The Word of God is settled in heaven, and it will accomplish. That's the neat part. The Word of God will accomplish what it's sent forth to do as we present it.
And this is why we do this. This is the reason why we put these Bibles into the hands of young people all across America. Lily from Macomb, Mississippi, not too far away, said this: getting the Truth for Youth Bible was a tremendous help. A concerned friend gave it to me because he was concerned about me. He indicated that he received it from a project on American Family Radio. I got my heart right with the Lord because of this Bible. Thank you for the Truth for Youth Bible.
Amen. I remember being in school, and this is years ago, getting the Gideon Bible. They came to our school, and they gave me a Gideon Bible. Okay? Gideons are still working, but in many of those schools, they will not allow Gideons to go in. Now, they're doing still a great work. Amen?
Yes, they are.
And a Gideon Bible, a New Testament in their hands, is a powerful tool. But so many say, no, you can't. But this is possible because it's students sharing it with students, isn't it?
In fact, on the back cover of the Bible, as you well know, we've got the students' legal rights on public school campus, and I put number 4 in bold because it lets our young people and the school administrators know that young people do legally have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. That means that it's legal between class or before school or after school or at lunch hour to hand a Bible to a young person in your school. That's what we're doing right now, is getting the Word of God back in school, making soul winners out of the teenagers, giving the Bibles away, and we're seeing a harvest of young people come in and get their hearts right with God.
In case some of you missed it, you didn't tune in quick enough, 25,000 testimonies have been sent in to Revival Fires of individuals who've come to Christ from this ministry, right?
As a direct result of this project, of this campaign. And so we're so thankful for what God is doing with this. And we encourage the listeners to call 800-733-4737. That number again is 800-733-4737. Or to go to revivalfires.org, revivalfires.org. Get your free Bible, one Bible per teenager, per household, and get additional copies for a discounted cost, and help us get the Word of God back in school.
Tim and Alex, we were talking about this in a meeting that I was in earlier this morning, and Wesley Wildman, who is sometimes a co-host and substitutes for Alex or myself, he's a millennial, and he said, okay, this has been over the last 15 years. He said, me knowing millennials, how many really got saved but didn't fill out the card to send it in that they really did get saved? He said, I think the numbers are a lot more than that, just knowing how millennials have been about responding to sending things in, Tim.
When Jesus healed the 10, one came back to thank him. With those kind of statistics, there's no telling how many young people got saved that we don't know about. The ones that do get saved, Bert, we are getting them plugged into the local church because it's important not only for them to be saved, but for them to be discipled once they give their
Praise
heart to Christ.
Lord. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for being with us today, brother. It's always a joy, and you always have a microphone here at Exploring the Word, brother. And thank you again.
Well, I appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing, and God bless you, and we appreciate the partnership.
Amen.
Tim, we're praying for you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Well, let me give you that number before we go off the air, 800-733-4737 or revivalfires.com. Now, I'm going to give you another number because Alex and I are going to take your phone calls, 888-589-8840. If you've got a question for Alex or myself or a testimony, you call us in and let us hear from you.
Could God use you to change your city? Most of us think that God uses pastors and priests, and he does. In fact, in the Old Testament, he used Ezra. Ezra led a spiritual renewal at the temple in Jerusalem, but the city was impacted only when layman Nehemiah, working in the marketplace, came along. He helped rebuild the city and clean up the rubble of the city. Ah, but before Ezra and Nehemiah, the pastor, priest, and the layman came along, it was Esther, the intercessor, who made an appeal to the king to save the Jews. Three streams: Esther's intercessors, Ezra's pastoral leaders, Nehemiah's marketplace layman. It takes a team to impact a city. This is Doug Small with Project Pray for OneCry.com.
Wesley Biblical Seminary is founded upon Trinitarian faith, Christ-centered holiness, biblical authority, and personal accountability.
Hello, I'm John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary. Online or on our Jackson, Mississippi campus, around the nation or around the world, Wesley Biblical Seminary offers life-transforming theological education.
Apply today at wbs.edu. Wesley Biblical Seminary. Discover the difference.
Do you know why you believe what you believe? Can you even explain your convictions to others? Lou Ann Crane here, inviting you to listen every day to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, where we'll help you make your faith your own.
You ought to be asking the question, is this true or is this just what I was taught?
Faith and Family, right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk on this Christian radio station.
At 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on AFR Talk.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert. You're listening to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. We told you about Truth for Youth Bible Week, and we gave you that information, and we'll give you that number later on to call if you want to be a part of that. But right now, we want to give you the number if you want to talk to us or have a question for Alex and myself. It is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Alex, Brent and I were talking, and we think Tim Todd needs to get a little bit more excited about sharing the Word of God. Isn't it great to talk to someone that loves the Lord and loves His Word?
Well, you know what? We've had the privilege of talking with him for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least. I remember when Marvin was on, and we talked to him a time or two. And, you know, this guy's for real. He's always pumped up. He's always enthusiastic about Jesus. And like myself, he's very, very, very committed to reaching young people with the gospel. And so we believe in Tim Todd. We believe in Revival Fires and his great, great, really innovative campaign of the Truth for Youth Bible. And that zeal he's got, it's contagious, isn't it?
It is. And I was pumped up here talking with him. And even when you're not in his presence, it still comes across on the radio. And I know you experienced that as well. We have people online, and we're going to go to the phone lines. Now, tomorrow we're going to get back to Jeremiah. We talked about what we would do today, but we decided we'd have Tim on for the two segments and then take phone calls. But tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Jeremiah. I'm looking forward to that.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Alabama and talk to David. David, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless y'all. Hey,
God bless you.
I got a question. I'm a Sunday school teacher, and God willing, this Sunday, I'm going to have a foreign exchange student in my class that's from an Asian country. She has no recollection about God at all. She doesn't know anything about angels, God, Satan, anything. So, Lord willing, I'm going to try to lead her to Christ. So, my question is, how am I going to do that? Would you go all the way from Adam and Eve to, you know, the fall of man, or just go through the Roman road? I mean, I don't know how to lead somebody that has, you know, that knows nothing about
God. Amen. David, man, thank you. What an opportunity. And let me just share with you what a heart you have for mm-hmm. this person. So start praying for them now. Let me give you this. I've been the pastor, and we've had several foreign exchange students in the church where I pastored, and we saw some of them come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we saw some not come to the Lord. But each one of them, it was a trial to try to get there. Alex, I know this. You do give a little bit of basis about God, that mm-hmm. there is one God. And I think a good example of this, David, would be Paul, when he would go into the marketplace, like in the book of Acts, and he went to the church at Athens, or the centerpiece of Athens, and he said, I noticed you had, now you wouldn't necessarily do it exactly how he did it, but he says, I noticed that you're very religious. And he said, I notice you have a emblem here, or a statue to the unknown God. Let me tell you about him. And he started there about knowing God. And then he brought him up to Christ. Alex, mm-hmm. what would your suggestions be for David?
Well, David, let me ask you this. How much time will you be able to have with this person?
I'm going to have probably at least an hour and 15 minutes. And she's been to our church 3 times already.
Oh, that's great.
And the Holy Spirit's working on her, because she, I talked to her a little bit. She's hard to understand, but she said that every time she goes there, something goes over her, and she said, I start crying for some reason. So
wow.
God's already working, and she's been arrested. So it's going to
sure.
be, I'm going to have at least an hour and a half.
And you know, keep it all about Jesus. I mean, it's always, when you're sharing the gospel, you want them to get a clear picture of Jesus, but especially when you're under time constraints. Hey, listen to this. Let me tell this quickly, but Angie and I were on the road, and we stopped in a Christian bookstore, and there was a Japanese exchange student there, a young man who was about 21 years old, and his English was very difficult to understand. But Bert, any preacher would just about faint. He said to me, I'm seeing America and there are churches everywhere. America is very religious, but I want to know, how would you say a person can know God? Well, that's like, offering red meat to a hungry dog or something. And I said, well, listen, I really want to talk to you. Could I have enough time that we can really adequately discuss this? We spent the next hour. He prayed to receive Christ. We spent a second hour, and I was kind of giving him a Christianity 101. And he said, well, his family back in Japan didn't know Christ. Could I help him get prepared to share Jesus with his family? David, my point is, make it all about Jesus. And maybe the Lord will give you an illustration about how we have a debt that we can't pay. It's called sin. But Christ paid our debt on the cross. And it's not enough just to know about God, but we're offered a relationship with God. And that's as close by as a prayer. And if we pray and we say, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins, come into my life, he has promised that he will receive us if we turn to him that way. Use some scriptures and just believe that the Holy Spirit, as much as you want her saved, God wants it even more.
Amen. We're going to pray right now, and we want everybody that's listening all over the United States to pray for this exchange student and David. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for David calling and him getting through. And I pray what little that Alex and I were able to share with him, that your Holy Spirit now is leading him in a direction that he can make it clear. And Father, for this exchange student, I pray that they've already expressed, we can see your hand working in their lives. And I pray that they'd see that it's more than a religion. It is that relationship that is eternal. And I pray, Father, that this student would come to Christ in
yes.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, David. And brother, be sure, and if you get we would like to hear a report later on This is kind of like prayer meetings in churches. We pray for people, and then we don't get reports about what our prayers did. So we want to hear about this, David. So thank you, and we are praying. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Matt. Matt, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had a question about, I'm currently attending a church where the pastor doesn't believe in a literal Genesis interpretation. And I was contrary to how I was raised, so I was just wondering if you could comment on that. And I know that Jesus quoted Genesis as literal scripture, so
amen.
I was just kind of wondering if you maybe could comment on that.
Okay,
for me,
yeah,
and
Matt, thank you.
My answer off there.
Okay, brother, thank you. Just one thing, and you've already alluded to it, and I'll turn it back to Alex because this is kind of his area of expertise, apologetics. But if it was good enough for Jesus and him talking about a literal Adam and Paul talking about Jesus being the second Adam, Jesus was a literal person, I think it's good enough to be literal. Alex, take it away.
Yeah, God bless you, and thank you for having discernment about that. You know, I would say one of the main reasons, like Bert alluded to, is that Jesus Christ took Genesis literally, the only man that ever rose from the grave. And so when someone is skeptical of any part of the Bible, or Genesis or any other part, you know, I think about until the critic, the skeptic, the doubter surpasses the credentials of Jesus, I'm going to go with Christ's assessment of Scripture. And again, virgin birth, sinless life, rose from the grave, that's pretty impressive resume, and Jesus took it literally. But the other thing is, I mean, Genesis is so foundational to all of life, what you believe about reality. I mean, in Genesis, you've got creation, you've got sin. I mean, you've got the need for a Savior. You've got the calling forth of Abraham and Israel and the whole gospel foundation. I mean, Genesis is to the Bible and Christianity what the footings and foundation is to a building. And so, you know, I would say there's no reason to allegorize it or explain it away. Clearly, the biblical writers believed that they were writing God's truth, and Christ himself took it as literal truth, and I think we should do no less.
I just add one more thing. It would be hard for me to sit long under a pastor. What other part are you not going to take literally?
And, exactly.
God has some people to stay as strongholds for the Lord in missionaries, in churches that are not completely lined up, but I would be careful. Make sure that's God telling you to stay there for a purpose. But Matt, thank you for that, and thank you for your call. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to David. David, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, yeah. I had a question about after Moses broke the first set of Ten Commandments, I had an atheist tell me that he went back up a different mountain, and it's in like Exodus 32 or 34 or something like that, and came down with a different set of Ten Commandments. And I read it, and I could see his point. So I was wondering if you could explain that a little bit.
Okay, good question. It helps you to teach the Bible. What did he do with the first set, Alex? I think he needed to go back up because Moses lost his temper and did something he shouldn't have done with the first set, brother.
You know, it's rather poignant. Moses is on Mount Sinai. He's had this incredible meeting with God, and now God says, go down because your people have defiled themselves. Isn't that something? And so, listen to this. There was Baruch the scribe who was given the word of the Lord again. And just because, you know, Moses got angry at the sin of the people, and there was the golden calf, and the tablets that were written by the finger of God were smashed because he was just broken after having this face-to-face meeting with God. The people were down there. The people who had been delivered from Egypt were having just an orgy, really, of sin. But because God gave his word again, there's no reason to believe that it was changed or altered because, first of all, it wasn't from Moses anyway. It was from God. And so we have there in Scripture a precedent of the word of the Lord coming again. And if every Bible manuscript in the world were destroyed today, God could again give his word, and there's no reason to presuppose that it would have been changed or corrupted.
David, that is true. And also you find it in Deuteronomy where he gave it again. It's called the second law given, and he repeated it, and they're the same. So I don't think you would have a discrepancy in either way. Let me share this with you, too, before we go to the next caller. We're studying the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote some things down, and guess what they did with them? They tore them up. They destroyed them. And he had to write it again as well, Alex. So There's places in the scriptures where that did happen. It even happened to Jeremiah. Well, let's go to Virginia and go to the last caller of the day and talk to Christina. Christina, welcome to Exploring the Word. Did we lose Christina? Okay. Christina, if you can real quickly, if you'll call back within 30 seconds, we'll get you back on. I'm telling you, we were ready for you. But Alex, that was what I thought about an atheist that had read the Bible enough to know that in 32 that he had to go back and get it again. I thought that was interesting because a lot of times people that say, oh, the Bible's not true, they haven't even read it, have they?
I know, but there are many atheists who have read the Bible, but it's almost like guilty until proven innocent. I want to say this. I wrote a book called 10 Answers for Skeptics. Then I wrote a second book, 10 Answers for Atheists. And in each of those books, we endeavored to answer some of the charges of contradiction and errors and things that I got through my interviews, 34 face-to-face interviews with atheists. Here's the thing. Are there challenging passages? Yeah, there are very challenging passages, sometimes that are hard to understand, like Genesis 6. We get a lot of questions about how to understand it. But Bert, I am convinced after now 30 years of study, there are no contradictions. No valid. Here, a contradiction would be two statements that are absolutely irreconcilable. Like if I said, I am on the radio with Bert Harper, and I said, I'm not on the radio with Bert Harper. I mean, I either might be or might not be, but I couldn't be both on the radio with him and not on the radio with him. That would be a contradiction. And in the Bible, there are no contradictions. Are there challenging passages that require study to properly understand? Sure. But contradictions? None whatsoever.
I was talking to a young man this morning, even. We were talking about the Bible in those ways. And I said, I told him, here's what I feel like. If I could completely comprehend everything that God had given to us and not have some issues of saying, man, this thing speaks louder and bigger than I can understand. Now, he's made himself known enough that we can follow him, okay? He's made himself known where we know we can be saved. We know that. But yet, Peter said it about Paul. Paul wrote many things that are hard to be understood. God's Word contains some things that are difficult to get our minds around completely, Alex. That's the God we serve. But yet he's made himself known to us, hasn't he?
He surely has. And you know what? What we can know is that we're sinners. We need a Savior. Christ, the Son of God, paid for our sins on the cross. And if we will turn to him and pray and receive him as our forgiver, and we follow him as our Savior and Lord, not only is our home one day going to be in heaven, but it's the abundant life down here. You know, Bert, we talk about heaven a lot, and appropriately so, but John 10, verse 10, hey, just walking with Jesus here through this life, that's abundant. It's just a better way to live, isn't it?
Amen. Come to Christ and do it now. Don't wait. He'll bring you. He'll bring you through. Listen, the number, if you want to have those Bibles, Truth for Youth, is 800-733-4737. If you'll call right now, they'll answer your phone. 2 minutes later, they won't. But I hope you will be a part of Revival Fires. Go to revivalfires.com, find out all about it, and you be a part of getting the Bible into the hands of students in high school. Alex, been a good day. Tomorrow we'll be back on Jeremiah, brother.
That's right, folks. We hope you'll be there with us.
This is Exploring the Word. Tell someone about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.